with SRN News. I'm John Scott. The White House says President Trump and Russian President Putin have agreed to seek a limited ceasefire in the Russia-Ukraine war. The White House describing it as a first step in a movement to peace that it hopes will eventually lead to a lasting end of the fighting. It was not clear whether Ukraine was on board with the phased ceasefire plan. Mr. Trump and Putin held a call for more than an hour earlier. Israel unleashing massive new strikes on Gaza after Hamas refused to release more hostages, causing the fragile ceasefire to collapse. Hamas says at least six of its senior officials were killed in those strikes. The White House approved the Israeli action. A top legal expert says although he applauds President Trump's effort to deport foreign criminals like members of Trey Den Oragua, he predicts the administration's legal justification will not stand up in court.
You can't run around saying, like, he who protects his country violates no law, and saying stuff that's going to spook the courts.
Andrew McCarthy, former chief assistant U.S. attorney, and he spoke with the Salem Radio Network. Also at SRNnews.com, NASA's two stuck astronauts are finally headed back to Earth.
Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore begin their belated trip home.
Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams bid farewell to the International Space Station, their home since last spring, departing aboard a SpaceX capsule alongside two other astronauts. The capsule undocked in the early hours and aimed for a splashdown off the Florida coast by early evening, weather permitting. Sunday's arrival of their relief crew meant Wilmore and Williams could finally leave. I'm Charles DeLedesma.
And on Wall Street, stocks have been lower, the Dow dropping 237 points. This is SRN News. A Christian relief agency sounding the alarm about a lack of funding.
In response to Donald Trump's dismantling of the U.S. Agency for International Development, World Vision says it is very concerned about the impact that further delays in restarting life-saving aid programs will have on the world's most vulnerable families. The Christian relief agency says funding is urgently needed to carry out its faith-driven ministry to provide food, water, medicine, and vaccinations. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Police in Southern California investigating the desecration of a Hindu temple as a hate crime. The temple vandalized with anti-Hindu graffiti and is heightened concern among South Asian groups following a slew of such incidents over the past year. While one Hindu group has suggested that the incident may be linked to Sikh separatists, others warn that assumption could endanger and scapegoat Sikhs. This is SRN News. The truce in Gaza ends with deadly Israeli airstrikes against Hamas, killing hundreds. We have the latest from the media lines, Felice Friedson.
The fragile Israeli-Hamas ceasefire has exploded 530 days into the war that began with the slaughter by Hamas of some 1,200 Israelis and the taking hostage of 251 others from towns along the Gaza Strip. While recriminations for resuming the bloodshed that had claimed tens of thousands of lives are rife on each side, the Israelis have been clear that resumption of the 18-month war would result if its conditions, including the return of the remaining hostages, are not met. Opponents of the Netanyahu government are being accused by massive crowds that the return to fighting would be a death sentence for those it seeks to save. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
We have more details at themedialine.org. And SRNnews.com.